And if I was going to send something through the mail, it would be a letter, and I would have to what it?
Have to sign it.
And all of this together, when you sign things and you do out a whole book, say, you have to what it? Take a pen and...
Take a pen and sign it.
If I was an author, I would what a book?
Write a book.
Mm-hmm. And if I was a really good and famous author, by now I would have what? Many books.
Many books wrote.
Yesterday, I wrote him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
Mm-hmm. And today, I expected an...
answer.
You put a letter in an envelope, and then you take your pen and...
address the envelope.
I know that he lives in Westport, but I don't know his...
name.
Or...
his address.
A child who has learned something surprising is asked by his parents, who... that? How'd you learn that? Who...
Who told you that?
If you are going to go somewhere and you say, and I ask you, when are you going to Memphis? You say, well, right now we to go next Wednesday.
We think we might go next week.
What do children call someone who's always running around and telling on the others?
A busybody.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and what?
Pick you some roses.
What do you call, you have gladiolas and is that gladiolas? And daisies and roses and begonias, and all of these together are, have blossoms, so they are
flowers.
Something a child might play with. All these things that Janet has are her
toys.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used the word play pretty?
Yes, that'd suit well.
Do you still use that?
Yeah, I guess so.
That is the book that you, what, me? You handed it to me, you, to me.
That's the book that I gave you a while ago.
And I'll it back when I'm finished with it. I'll what it back. You gave it to me and I'll
give it back to you.
Mm-hmm. You have let me many good books in the past.
And I hope I can write another.
How about if you gave me one or